Hi, this is Mariel Hemingway and the Outcomes the Sun podcast with my partner, Melissa Yamaguchi. And we have the most extraordinary guest today. I know I've said that before, but honestly, today I am blown away. Our guest, well, she's known as Mahima, and she has something called the Mahima Mindset. She is an internationally renowned self-mastery mentor and award-winning mindset. What she does is extraordinary. She's a life coach. She's helping people as a trainer, international best-selling author and speaker. She shared stages with celebrities like Sir Richard Branson, Randy Zuckerberg, Les Brown, and so many more. She is an industry disruptor, prolific thought leader, and TEDx speaker. She has had the privilege to train Olympic gold medalists, Grammy award winners, C-level executives, and change makers from leading organizations, and has given talks on different organizations like Google and the Harvard Club of Boston. And I mean, so many things. It's kind of awe-inspiring for both Melissa and I to be speaking to you today, Mahima, because what you're sharing with the world is extremely important for their mental health. I know that you sort of know that our podcast is focused around mental health, because I believe that mental health is everything you do. So how you're leading your life is really kind of the core message to what you're bringing to the world as a trainer and leader and thought provoker. I mean, it's so extraordinary. So first of all, welcome to the show. I'm going to let Melissa say welcome to the show too, because I know that she's enamored by you as well.
Yes, our audience doesn't know is pre-video, I proposed to Mahima because I'm so enchanted with her. So Mahima, welcome. And thank you so much for being with us today. Especially knowing how much you are juggling at one time, at any time, as busy as you are, the fact that you carved out time really is an honor. So thank you. You have
my pleasure
with your
to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. You have messages that have enchanted me when Mariel and I were looking through them, because they weave in so beautifully. Your theme weaves in so beautifully with what we talk to about our audience. But you have three points that you target that I would like for you to expand on with our audience, if you could. And they were: get fired up, become fearless, and release your genius. These three points that you have are so genius in their simplicity, because it's not something that feels too overpowering. It's something that people can attain, but they don't often think about it. So I'd love for you to share that with us.
Absolutely. So get fired up, for me, is just the mindset of understanding we need to elevate ourselves. And that's something that needs to come from deep within our own hearts. So I come from Zimbabwe, I come from Africa, I come from a childhood of apartheid, you know, where my parents were brought up in apartheid. I was, you know, treated poorly as a child. I had like negative money mindset. I shouldn't have any of the success and all of the amazing things that I have in my life today. But I have them because I had an experience when I was 23 years old that changed everything. And I call it an awakening. I was in an ashram in India, which is a very strange place to find myself, being from Zimbabwe back in, you know, the 90s, early 90s, right? And that experience really shifted my perspective of myself. And it was all about getting fired up about my personal development. Right? I didn't even know about personal growth until I had that awakening. And the awakening was really shifting from, you know, being a victim in a victim mindset, like, you know, all of these tragic things have happened to me, so I feel sorry for myself, into, yes, this is a part of my story, but I can rewrite my story by changing my belief systems and therefore how those beliefs make me feel about myself. So I got to work getting really fired up about the inner work, as you guys call it, the mental health, which of course leads to emotional well-being, and then being able to take radical action to change your life. So I believe in getting really excited about change inside of yourself. And it can happen through allowing others to inspire you. You're not always going to be able to motivate yourself to feel excited about transformation. But if you hang around the right people and the right messages, like I did back then, I decided from day one after my first meditation, this is what I've been looking for to change my life. Mm-hmm. And I just dived in with all of my heart. So that's the first one, getting fired up. Then you also talked about, you said release your...
Become fearless.
Become fearless. That's one of my favorite ones, right? So becoming fearless is really just about understanding that fear is a construct inside of our minds by telling us a story that we repeat over and over and over again. Fear is just a thought on repeat, right?
Right.
And, you know, I'm from Africa. You know, if you walk inside of the jungle, you can be scared that, you know, an elephant or a lion might attack you. Okay. That's a real justifiable fear. But a lot of us are living inside of fears there's no ground in them. It's just this fear has been put into us from the society, from our parents, from our conditioning. Right. So my mom always used to tell me, oh, you know, life is really hard. Life is very hard and you're going to have a lot of problems. Okay. I'm scared. Right. Things could really go wrong. You shouldn't take any risks. Play it safe. Right. So I heard all of these things that started to make me feel scared.
Yes.
And one of the things I discovered in my internal journey is that I could quiet the voice of fear and I could see through it for what it was, which is literally our inner child that has been tormented with, you know, stories of failure and doom and gloom and all of these things. And so when we can take that part of ourselves and start to heal it, you actually can experience what I call being unstoppable and fearless, right? So that means that you might feel afraid. Like, for example, I used to be terrified of public speaking. Yeah, I used to be so scared that my mouth would dry up and stick together. I wouldn't be able to get some words out. I used to have blackouts. Like, what am I saying? Like, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, and I went through that fear because I felt a calling to the message that I had. I was operating outside of my fear. So even though I had those dry lips, even though I was scared and shaking, I also felt a calling on my life, which allowed me to go through that fear and still stand up and get this message across, right? So I do believe that fearlessness comes from understanding the deeper reason of why are you doing something, right? As long as it's for, you know, personal recognition or something, you might never be able to go over those fears. But if you start understanding, no, I'm here as a change maker. I'm here to learn how to speak my truth. I'm here to transform myself and therefore transform others, right? But it really starts with the ability of you saying, I have this fear inside of me and it doesn't serve me. I want to let it go. And then finding teachers that are going to help you do exactly that so that you can achieve the goals and the dreams and the things you want to do, right? And then the other thing you talked about is finding your genius, which I'm so passionate about because so many people think that they have to make money just having a job, right? Any job, because that's what the society teaches you. It just says, look, just survival mode. You need a job, you need to pay your rent, you know, and that's just the bottom line of it. But is it, right? I wouldn't be here doing, you know, having a global company that travels all over the world, you know, supporting people to be amazing, you know, if I hadn't found my genius and trusted that even though I didn't know how, I was going to listen to the calling. So I discovered my genius when I discovered meditation, right? Because meditation came easy to me. I was like a dolphin swimming in the water. I was like a dolphin that was stranded on the beach and then somebody just came and pushed me back into the ocean. And that was me with meditation. I would just dive in those waves and I could sit for hours and hours just meditating. And it was easy for me from the beginning. I never had any resistance. I didn't feel like I can't sit. It was just, this is my thing. And so I used that to, I followed this gift. And then this gift took me to a place where, you know, there's one teacher said to me, you're going to teach other people inner peace. And I believed him. I just knew, because I felt such a strong pull to meditation, it made sense. And mm-hmm. that I was 25, I was 23 or 4 when a teacher told me that. With 27, I started teaching meditation. And I didn't know how I was going to make money out of it. I didn't know what I was going to do with this thing. I just knew this is me. And I call that your superpower, right? We all have gifts. We all have things that we're naturally gifted at. You can't succeed at 10 gifts at once. You've got to choose one gift and ride that wave, right? You guys know that, I think, more than most people, right? To put your talent and really own it and allow yourself to see, how far can I go with this? Yes.
That is fantastic. Well, Muriel, I know you want to jump in because you've taught meditation for years, and I know you know the value of meditation in conjunction with your mental wellness. So I'd love for you to jump in.
Well, yeah, I was so excited to hear you talk, Mahima, because meditation has been kind of the core thing, and that's really what brought me to being able to initially tell my story, and then. And I kind of wanted to ask you, how did meditation enable you to see your story, become the observer of the story, right? Because, meditation for me is that I can remove myself from this banal kind of existence of living life and paying bills and doing things and become the observer. Right. So I was able to observe the stories or traumas of my childhood. Like you said, oh, you can feel sorry for yourself and victim consciousness, or you can see it as a story. And I like to say it's almost like watching film on the floor. Right. It's stuff that's happened because the past can't hurt you anymore. Right. It's just the past. But in order to let it go, in my experience, maybe not yours, but my inkling is maybe it's similar, is that once you are able to look at it, see it as a story, that's kind of the beginning of this ability to find your genius, let go of fear. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so exciting what you're talking about. I'm just so excited. So maybe you could explain or break that down from your perspective.
Absolutely. So meditation is all of the beautiful things that you just spoke about, Muriel, which is, you know, getting distance from what I can also call the ego mind, the me, right? Yes. So what I discovered in meditation was that there was more to me than I had previously been taught as how to relate to myself. So for example, I was taught that my name is Mahima, that I'm Mahima, I'm African. I am. I went to school just up to high school. My father left me when I was a child. My mother also, you know, left me with my grandmother. Blah blah blah. My story. Okay. These are my gifts. I'm married since 27 years. So the sort of soup. I call it the superficial level, the superficial layer of who I am. Right. But there's this part of me that's Mahima. There's a part of me that is soul. That is contained inside of this body called Mahima. And the soul part of me came into this world with nothing and is going to leave with nothing, right? This soul part of me is where I get, when I'm connected to that part of myself, I get to feel connected with the world around me, with trees, with plants, with other humans, with the sky, with the moon, with all of the galaxies and stars that go on for eternity. We're energetic beings. I mean, they've even scientifically proven that now, right? That we appear to be in the solid form, but literally it's just energy, moving in time and space. So when you start to understand, I'm not my story, I'm not my name, I'm not my money, I'm not my job, I'm not my profession, I am the soul having this experience. Mm-hmm. That shift of focus allows you to start having more compassion, kindness, and love towards your body, towards your story. And you also start to understand that a lot of the patterns of like your thought patterns, your emotional patterns, what you believe about the world has been taught to you by your parents, yes. your society, your school teachers, or whatever.
That's right.
And most of it is based, unfortunately, in fear, right? Fear yes. of things going wrong, fear of not having enough, fear of somebody judging you, fear of being criticized, fear of being seen, fear of success. It's just fear, fear, fear. So if someone starts to observe what's going on in you most of the time, that was at least my case, I was terrified, okay, and I was brought up as a Roman Catholic, so I was also taught, oh. like you know, to be a God-fearing Christian. So
yes,
and if you, in case God, you're not scared of God, you also should be scared of the devil because you know he's a bad guy too. So where do I go to for some peace, right? So once you discover the soul, you discover this center inside of yourself that allows you to literally let go of all of these emotions, thoughts, and feelings that are negative.
Right.
You can literally just breathe. And as you slowly start to understand, you can connect to an empowered self. So that is the process of meditation, which is so powerful. And I wish they would teach it in every single school on this yep. planet Earth. I wish... Yep. I had been.
I talking. Absolutely agree.
Right?
I know. Well, you're so lucky because you did it at 23. I think I was 26 when I started meditation. 26.
Pretty
lucky. Started yoga practice. But yeah. it's incredible because it does enable you to see that we are so much bigger than our stories, and than our heritage, than our names, than our color, than our countries, all of that. We're so much bigger than that. Bobby and I, Bobby's my life partner. I'll just call him my husband because it's easier. But anyway, we're not married. That's a whole other conversation. But he talks about 90% space. Like we are all made up, 99% space. We are all made up of this 99% space. You can't hear it. You can't see it. You can't touch it. It's energy, right?
Yes.
And that's 99% of us. So, which means that you and I and Melissa and everybody else who's listening, we're all the same, right? So what, but we're living this 1% of ourselves, mm-hmm. and that's guide, and that's the 1% that's fearful and moving through life, you know, making choices based on God knows what, instead of realizing that when I hurt myself, I hurt you too. Mm-hmm. I hurt Melissa. I hurt my friends. I hurt my family. When you start to realize that we are part of this bigger space, and maybe. In your terminology, it's really the soul. We're all soul, and yes. that soul is interconnected. It's like a tapestry. Oh my gosh, you're so amazing!
Thank you so much. And you know, guys, you can call this whatever you want. I'm not attached to the word soul. I'm here to ask the question.
No, yeah, right. No, like, I get it.
What is beyond the ramblings of our mind?
Right.
What is beyond the constant, you know, roller coaster of emotions? Because I know that I was not taught how to deal with my emotions. I was not taught how to deal with my sexuality. I was not taught how to deal with money. I was not taught like these important matters in life, which are.
Sorry, you are breaking up for me. So I missed some of that.
Okay. Sorry about that. I was saying I was not taught, you know, to the taboo topics, right? Like we shouldn't share. People shouldn't know what you're thinking or feeling. Like just mm-hmm. find a way to stuff that down and just put on a face, right? So I was brought up in that culture. You don't talk about money. You don't talk about money. You don't think about money. Money's off the table. It's one of the most important topics. We need to,
right.
you know, create a money mindset. We need to understand how to you know, talk about our value and sell and
yeah.
be independent financially. Sexuality, oh my God, another, like so much negative energy around that. And all of these things are very important aspects of the human being, right?
Yes.
Mental, emotional, sexual, financial, yes. right? And so for me, this work of returning back to your core essence allows you to start transforming the important areas of your life, right? And if we would teach kids to speak the language of money and to feel confident yes. about being able to understand money mindset, you know, how are you limiting yourself in what you think of you're capable of? Just to give an example, I was terrified of having to invite people to give me money for my work. Right? Mm-hmm. And I went all the way up till 45 years old, doing all of the meditation and and being financially dependent on my husband and feeling frustrated because I felt like I'm not even standing on my own 2 feet financially, but I have this beautiful message. Lucky I was able to meet amazing teachers. You guys might know some of these teachers, Kanan Lessiaminkus, Lisa Nichols, who I hired, paid a lot of money. They hacked my system and I could see all of these things that I was saying and doing that was self-sabotaging and keeping me in limitation. And it wasn't until I allowed those coaches to hack my system that I was able to create a seven-figure business and do all of this extraordinary stuff. So I know from personal experience on every level, the power of doing the inner work on yourself, changing what you think. So if you're in a financial
situation. Mahima, can I get you to hold your amazing thoughts for just our first break in the show, just for 1 minute? And we will be back with you with Outcomes of Sun podcast in just 1 second.
Hi everyone, my name is Mahima. I'm the founder of the Mahima Mindset. Are you a professional that's feeling frustrated, tired, stuck, like what am I really doing with myself? Then our Own Your Superstar 3-day event is going to be perfect for you to spend 3 days diving inside, getting answers to some of life's important questions. Yeah, what is my calling? What is my genius? What can I be doing over the next couple of years that's really going to change and transform myself as a leader in the world? I want to invite you to spend 3 days with me, deep diving the question, who am I, and getting more powerful than you've ever got before. You guys are listening to Outcomes the Sun with Meryl Hemingway and Melissa Yamaguchi.
Back to Outcomes the Sun podcast with Mariel Hemingway, Melissa Yamaguchi, and the extraordinary Mahima, who has something called the MahimaMindset.com. She's got an incredible online course that's going to be happening. I think I'm going to join. And her Instagram is at MahimaMindset. Pretty easy. And Mahima is spelled M-A-H-I-M-A, mindset, M-I-N-D-S-E-T. This conversation is so incredible and extraordinary to me, Mahima, because of not just because of your extraordinary, accomplishments in life, but because of how you've gone about it. And really, from what I can tell, it's really blossomed out of this understanding of the soul, of meditation, of our connection to God and nature and being grounded, and how you utilize that kind of spiritual knowledge to create an extraordinary life for anybody who joins you on these journeys to becoming their best self. Would you say that pretty clear understanding.
Absolutely. You know, I just feel like you understand so well because of your own personal experience and your own personal growth journey. So I just feel like we're really vibing and speaking the same language. Yes, that's exactly what happened. You know, when I started to teach at 27 years old, my philosophy back then was follow your bliss. Yeah. So I have several things that I teach people to just get started, right? But in order to follow bliss, you need to find bliss. You need to be okay. You need to be okay with joy, okay with peace, okay with stillness, okay with happiness, right? Now, that was the big thing that happened to me that shifted my perspective, right? Moving away from this kind of like suffering mindset, because that's what I was taught. I was just taught, you know, I was taught suffer, 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 die. Mm-hmm. That's what my parents told me. I love them dearly. I love them dearly.
That's the same with me. No, that's the same with my parent, or at least my mother. That was her motto in life. It was just so sad. And everybody was like, oh, well, you wait. You know, you wait until it happens. You know, it was just, anyway, I'll let you continue. Exactly. My story bores me.
I want to give the gift of my international best-selling book to everyone here today who's come to this conversation. And it's called A Rebel's Guide to Inner Peace. And you can get it as part of this free membership that that we have. There's three products in it, but I'll explain the others later. But so the first thing is my book called Rebel's Guide to Inner Peace. And it's going to teach you the three principles of inner peace, right? I won't tell you what they are here so that you can go and get the free membership and read the international best-selling book, right? And you can get that from themahimamindset.com and you'll just see it right there. It will say free membership and you'll see the book offered to you. So I wrote that book because I saw so many people, what I call unnecessary suffering, right? Which means their whole focus was on what's not working in their lives, what they don't have, what they don't like, what they don't want, and so forth and so on. And I was exactly that person before I had teachers help me to understand you get more of what you focus on. So if you want more gratitude, or let's say more things to be grateful for, then gratitude needs to become your focus, right? If you want to have peace in your life, then you need to look towards the things that can give you peace, right?
Yes.
And I didn't do this on my own. I want everyone to really understand that. I said yes to the teachers that came into my life and where their messages just literally resonated in my heart. And I just was like, I need to hang out with this person and learn whatever they've learned. And it was really a visceral feeling inside of my body. Because when we, you know, a lot of the knowledge that we have in the world is mind knowledge, right? You go to school, you have to remember 1 + 1 = 2, and then you have to actually remember how to calculate and how to do. This knowledge has got nothing to do with the mind. It's everything to do with the heart and the spirit, right? So once you start to understand that inside of you is a part of yourself, you can call it the soul, you can call it the spirit, you can call it consciousness, you can call it energy, you can call it whatever, which allows you to experience expansion, allows you to experience peace, allows you to, and in that expansion and peace comes the raising up of a fragrance that feels like love, of more joyfulness. And as you allow yourself to immerse in this part of yourself, right, to let teachers show you how to be connected more to this than the negativity, that's when your world perspective starts changing. Right. So instead of seeing this place as a kind of unfriendly world full of unfriendly people and things, you start to become more curious and you start to feel more the beauty as well. Because let's face it, there are two sides of the coin of being on planet Earth. One of it's dark and one of it's light. One of it's happy and one of it's sad. One of it's lost and one of it's found. These two things need to exist because that's the fabric of life on planet Earth. Neither is good or bad. It just is. It is what it is, right? So light needs to be there for us to understand dark. Happiness needs to be there for us to understand sadness. Or else we wouldn't understand happiness. If there was no sadness, you wouldn't know I'm happy now, right? So once you start to understand the nature of reality, which is that everything that's happening here is totally fine. It is what it is, right? And I also can look at the beauty. I can start to see the beauty of a sunset, the beauty of a child laughing, the beauty of being in a healthy body. You come back to simplicity, right? And in the simplicity, you find freedom because you understand your life could be over in 1 second. And this is not something I'm saying to make anyone afraid. It's just the reality. You could wake up from this dream called life at any second. So the question is, what are you going to do with the precious time you have here? You can be focused on what's not working and what you don't like, or you can say, that's exhausting. I want to focus on abundance. I want to focus on what I do have.
Yeah.
And so when people come on our campus, that's what we do. We simply shift their mindset. And then they are amazed at the things that start happening in their life because they simply changed their perspective and the way they see themselves and the way they see the world. This positive elevation allows them to start bringing miracles into their lives. It's amazing. And I have to pinch myself every day that I get to be a part of these amazing journeys, you know, that we can take people on.
Where are you actually based? It's probably the world, but whatever.
So the headquarters of the Mihima Mindset is here in Switzerland, in my studio here in Switzerland. So I beam out to all corners of planet Earth from Zurich, Switzerland. We also do events. Actually, so where I live is not in Zurich, Switzerland. It's about 45 minutes up in the mountains. It's not so high. It's not the Swiss Alps where you go skiing. It's kind of in between. Okay, we have a little slope here, like about 7 minutes drive away, but it's a little tiny ski slope. So we're somewhere in the middle of the high Swiss Alps and Zurich.
And, that would be so amazing.
If you see two crazy women walking around Zurich asking where Mahima is, you'll know it's Marielle and me. You share the story about negativity, it made me remember something that I wanted to share, if I may, very, very briefly, because I'm enchanted with a lot of things that you've said, and one line that you said in particular I want to roll back to. But when my son was younger, he had, as most little kids will do, when I'd say, "What do you want for dinner?" or "What would you like to eat?" he would list, as a little boy, 4, all the things he didn't want, and which I always thought was unique, because my daughter would say right away, "I want this," but he would say, "I don't want this, I don't want that." So I noticed he was happening. I said, "Okay, so I'm making Brussels sprouts." And he said, "No, I don't want Brussels sprouts." And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Every time you mention what you don't want, all I can hear is the food. And so I'm going to give you what you don't want because you keep talking about it." And he said, "Oh, I want," and so he started, it shifted him. But as a little kid, he didn't understand that what you speak about, you attract to you. You have a quote where you say, "Everything you need to be happy is inside you." And you've been expanding on that with us. And I when I read that this was a quote of yours, I thought it was such a lovely sentiment. But as you're explaining it to our audience and diving into it, everything that you need is within. So we've spoken about this before, Marielle and I have, with other guests and ourselves, talking about we are conditioned to look outward for happiness, for satisfaction, for validation, for credentials. Mm. When we are born, we land in this body in its perfection, however it's designed. I love your messages. When you meet with your audiences, Mahima, have you noticed a change or a shift in the last few years in how people are carrying themselves? Because I know that you help build them up. Are you seeing a more withdrawn, and are you noticing shifts in our fellow brothers and sisters, men and women?
It's sad, but there is a shift. Yeah. And the shift is that there's less trust. There is more suspicion of who are you, what do you want. There is more reserved and closeness. We used to run events with 200-300 people, right? And we would travel like all over Europe and do like 2-hour free events. And at these 2-hour free events, let's say we were in Paris, we'd be like, "Hey, we're going to have a 3-day in Zurich." And people would be like, "Yay!" And they would literally run up and buy the ticket to go from Paris to Zurich. Now it's like, "Hey, we're doing a 3-day event in Zurich," and people are there like this.
Yeah.
And we're like, "Ooh, what's happening? Wow. Talk to me, guys. What's the story?" And it's a completely new world. COVID you know, there's before COVID and there's after COVID.
Yes.
Yeah. That's COVID, what we talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People
just. So used to be, we used to have AD and BC. Now it's going to be BC and PC before COVID and post COVID. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
It has changed the world, and it must make that module of your three important things of fear. You know, you really have to dive into that, because really at the end of the day, what causes that for you to personally have fear about something that, you know, yes, it can touch you, but so can so many things in the world, right? It, just like you said, we can wake up and this dream of life can be gone. And it's the same thing with COVID. If we can understand, I mean, it's not that it's not scary. Yes. But then so many things are scary, and you can also cross the street and get hit by a car. That would be so sad. But, you know, yes. The truth is, life is, you can't live your life thinking something. And again, it goes back to what we were saying about thinking what you don't want. Because yes. Bobby and I say that all the time, and we read each other's emails, that like kind of our business emails, and he'll come back to me and he goes, take the negative out. Never say what you don't want. Always say what you want. That's mm-hmm. like a motto in our house. So I love that. I love let her son Nobu is, I call him my, what do I call him?
You call him your spirit animal.
I do call him my spirit animal because he's so extraordinary, but like now he's what, 21, but he would, I can only imagine him at 4 anyway. Let me ask you something else. Do you have children, Mahima? I'm just curious.
I don't have children, but it was a conscious decision.
Got it.
It was a conscious choice.
Yeah.
At one point, my husband and I, you know, heard everyone saying, oh my God, you're going to have such cute kids. And so we thought, ooh, right. Maybe we should have kids, because it's true. I think we would have super cute kids. So we kind of fell a little bit in trance with the idea. But, you know, and so we started to do, you know, like to have like more regular sex and stuff. But it really killed our sexual life. It just destroyed it. And we were like, okay, maybe we don't want kids that badly. Okay, so we need to check this out. Let's just go for the natural. If it's meant to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, so then 100%. We just sort of went back to saying we're not going to use any, you know, birth control
protection,
but we're also not going to go after it, which I understand. If someone wants to do that, I think you need to do what's true to you, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
This thing I'm doing, I felt so deeply, is my calling, right? And I felt
it's your calling, and also those are your children, you know, in some ways. I mean, you have a responsibility to a lot of beings, you know, and you know, I think that's an interesting conversation too, is that we put shame around women that don't want to have children or don't go in this direction, or, you know, like we've got to get rid of these labels or these feelings of shame around things that are, you know, you should rejoice in the fact that that's what happened. I mean, Bobby and I are together 14 years. I'm in my 60s. So, you know, we thought I
look well, like God, you're in your 60s.
Well, God bless you. But anyway, but you know, we wanted to have kids, and we were thinking about that because I have two daughters who are in their 30s. And you know, I wanted to do that for him and together, and you think you're creating, and like you're creating this big world. Well, obviously that ship passed, and now we've got this bigger life that we're creating, right? It is about and I feel like at 60 years old, I'm stepping into my genius, even though I've extraordinary life, but I feel now is the time that I get to be exactly what I want to be and not apologize for it. And we're both doing things that are very unique to each other. I mean, his is very unique to him, and my journey is very unique to me. And then we come together and get to do a whole explosive whatever. But I admire you for the choices you make and your honesty about saying, this is who I am and this is where I landed. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy because I have a regular sex life that I'm not freaking out about because I'm trying to make it something.
Yes. And you know, it's like, I feel like when you're in growth mindset, you're just going from strength to strength to strength. And yes, part of the growth is a dip that could be a loss of a business or could be, you know, something tragic that happens. But in growth mindset, you take that experience and you up level, right?
Yes.
So I loved when you said, you know, I'm just getting started. It's like there's so much I still want to do and give. That's life. I want more people to live like that, as opposed to my good life is behind me and now it's downhill from here on out, right? We're kind of taught a similar that way of thinking, right? That a certain age, it's like, or whatever story, we start to accept less than extraordinary. And I think I want my life to go from amazing to amazing to amazing. And I always just say to people, whatever I've done, I haven't even got started yet. Like, I can't wait to see what else, you know, I can untap.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take another little break here and see the extraordinary places that Mahima, our guest on Outcomes the Sun podcast, is going next, because we don't know, but I can tell you this, Melissa and I are going to be there. Okay. So we'll see you in a second.
See you soon, everyone. All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Mahima. I'm the founder of the Mahima Mindset. Are you a professional that's feeling frustrated, tired, stuck, like, what am I really doing with myself? Then our Own Your Superstar 3-day event is going to be perfect for you to spend 3 days diving inside, getting answers to some of life's important questions. Yeah. What is my calling? What is my genius? What can I be doing over the next couple of years that's really going to change and transform myself as a leader in the world? I want to invite you to spend 3 days with me, deep diving the question, who am I, and getting more powerful than you've ever got before. You guys are listening to Outcomes the Sun with Meryl Hemingway and Melissa Yamaguchi.
To Outcomes the Sun podcast with Marielle Hemingway and Melissa Yamaguchi and our extraordinary, our new best friend, Mahima of MahimaMindset.com, the MahimaMindset.com. Did I get that correct?
Absolutely. The MahimaMindset.com. Absolutely. Thank you
Perfect.
So much, Marielle. While I'm here, let me just quickly tell about those gifts. There's two more gifts.
Oh, yeah.
One of them is my 7 days Reprogram Your Mind. In case some of you are like, well, I want to have a shift around how I view myself and the world, my 7 days Reprogram Your Mind is what's going to help you do that, right? If you feel like you're fighting with staying positive and it's like you don't really know how to flip that switch from focusing on what you don't want to focusing on what you want, this is going to help you with that. And then the last oh my God, I'm so excited, is my 21-day meditation challenge, which is just 15 minutes a day to just find the zen, find the stillness, find the love. And I choose a topic every day. It's like a different topic. It could be love. It can be commitment on all different topics. So you can reflect on what I think are the important things to keep your focus on in life. So you're going to get 3 gifts when you go to get our free membership. And that's the international best-selling book, The 7 Days Reprogram Your Mind, and the 21-Day Meditation Challenge. And it's absolutely free. Yeah.
Jackpot.
That is so incredible. We are so lucky to have you. We're going to take one more small break here. Just one more break. And then we're coming back to talk to Mahima of Mahima Mindset, because we just never want to stop talking to her. That's frankly the truth. Okay.
You guys are so sweet. Thank you.
Fingers weave together at the start. Build a little fire in your soul. I'll come warm myself when I'm cold.
Hi everyone, my name is Mihima. I'm the founder of the Mihima Mindset. Are you a professional that's feeling frustrated, tired, stuck, like what am I really doing with myself? Then our Own Your Superstar 3-day event is going to be perfect for you to spend 3 days diving inside, getting answers to some of life's important questions. Yeah, what is my calling? What is my genius? What can I be doing over the next couple of years that's really going to change and transform myself as a leader in the world? I want to invite you to spend 3 days with me, deep diving the question, who am I, and getting more powerful than you've ever got before. You guys are listening to Out Comes the Sun with Meryl Hemingway and Melissa Yamaguchi.
Welcome back to Out Comes the Sun podcast, and we with Meryl Hemingway and Melissa Yamaguchi and our extraordinary guest, Mihima of themihimamindset.com. You have got to come to her 21-day meditation, yes, her online course, and her free book. Come on, people. I'm all in on all of them. And I really think that you should be, because if you're just listening to this, if you were able to see Mihima, she's a vision, first of all. She really is extraordinary to look at. I mean, and the way that she expresses herself. Well, Mihima, we are so grateful to have you here. Melissa, do you have a final question for her?
I do. Thank you. And I second everything. Everyone needs to jump in and get the membership, because it's worth it. I got online, yeah, and studied and learned about who you were, and all these accolades kept coming across, like, she's so wonderful. She's so wonderful. And I thought, oh, this is great. And then you got on, and I myself was sitting here going, she's so wonderful. She's so wonderful. So I get it. I think I'd like for you to appeal to our audience about what you know to be true with the power of self, and finding that balance. And you alluded to this earlier, and I think it's a point that we have to hit on again. You talked about mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, all of the factors that comprise us, all the points of who we are. Mm. I think, you know, we talked about fear, but we fail to trust ourselves. And I'd love for you to just hit that one more time really hard, because it's such a great takeaway for our audience.
Yeah, so people always ask me, like, Mihima, what did you learn all of these years you stayed? Because I stayed for 5 years in India really studying this stuff. So while people were getting their PhDs in accounting or doctor or whatever, I was just going in and learning all of this stuff so that I could teach it, because I already knew that I would, you know, have to hold the space for others. And what I learned is an inner peace, a love, and a joy. And these are very different things for me, right? Yes. Some people can say, I have inner peace, but there's no joy in their life.
Right.
They can say, you know, I have joy, but they feel detached from love, right? So,
right.
So there is an inner peace, a love, and a joy that is not dependent on external circumstances, events, or people. That is what my teacher taught me, that I was blown away to discover existed. I was honestly, like, shocked that nobody knew this, you know. And back then in 1993, yeah, it was really like speaking a foreign language everywhere I, yeah, went. over time, over the last 2.5 decades, I do feel that more people are recognizing the power of this message, right? So it's really about finding people that you can come together with and experience inner peace, love, and joy. That isn't about, I have the perfect body now, and now I feel happy. Or, ooh, I've got the job that I want, and now I'm happy. Or I got the, you know, this and that. Like, everything finances, comes and goes. Everything comes and goes. There's one constant, and that's you. That is the one constant. So invest in your connection to yourself. Invest in the relationship with yourself. Let's make it kind, generous, respectful, loving. You know, people are scared of meditation, but what I say to them is meditation is self-love. It is to be with yourself and listen. What am I really thinking? What am I really feeling? What am I really scared of? What is my passion? Where is my inner peace? How do I find it? Like, willingness to just develop the relationship with you. So I just want to encourage everyone here, find somebody that has connected to their soul, to their spirit, that has teachings, that has exercises, tribe, and everything that you can engage in to just develop that relationship with yourself. It's the greatest gift you're going to give to yourself and the world. Because discover that you can be peaceful, you can be happy. Nobody can take that away from me. I don't care. COVID can be there. I don't care. Like, I'm not saying I don't have any compassion, or, but I don't need, I have one life. I could leave this body in a second. So I get to decide how I'm going to feel today. And I choose inner peace. I choose love.
I love that.
I choose joy. And I choose to be more, what can I do to be the change in the world, than becoming sad, angry, depressed, and doing nothing to transform myself or the world, right? So we need to take our own health into our own hands.
Yes,
and it isn't as hard as you think. That's what I want to say, because because in the, you know, there are strategies. You know, there's a lot of popping pills. There's a lot of and I don't think there's anything wrong with any of that stuff. But I want to say there are other strategies out there that can connect you to joy, that can connect you to peace faster than you think, and in a more playful way, and with more fun and joy. And one of those ways is my 3-day retreat online. In case you think, oh my God, I want to test that. Is it really true?
When is your 3-day retreat? What are the dates?
That's a very good question in terms of dates. We have one in July, right? So the next one that's online is in July, and I believe it's 25th, 24th, or 27th.
Perfect.
But if you go to the MahimaMindset.com, you click on there,
it'll
will show you immediately, right? So it's in July, and that allows us to operate with and share this beautiful message with people in the comfort of their own home. And what we've heard is that people have experienced things they didn't even know existed. And we can transmit that online, right? Because
that's awesome.
It's you. And so wherever you are, the magic is. So we can create it.
That is so amazing. Well, Mahima, we are blown away by your presence, by everything that you've shared with us. And everybody that's listening has to join up, because this is extraordinary. And it's work. It's not work. I should say it is expansion, because this is really, really, I'm so excited. And thank you so much for joining us on our little, our podcast, Outcomes the Sun.
It is such an honor.
Sorry, Melissa.
The two of you guys, you have no idea how over the moon I am that I have been in the presence of two awesome women. What you're doing is incredible in the world, and I'm just so privileged. Thank you for having me on your show, and thank you for being extraordinary just by doing your journey and living your passion. So just thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you all so much. Thank you for coming to Outcomes the Sun podcast. Go to @themindset.com. No, @MahimaMindset on Instagram, and themahimamindset.com to join up to these extraordinary events. And thank you all so much for listening. We are so blessed to have you as listeners. We are so blessed to have the people in the studio. We have Richard today. We've got Jeremiah, our executive producer, and my wonderful partner, Melissa Yamaguchi. Thank you all so much. Ooh, my ear, God, some, ooh,
stretching your ways more than any man can do. Open your heart, show him the anger and blame, so you hear. Maybe he's looking for his woman, listen.